stand up, mm-hmm. but I couldn't find the bottom. And you know how you get disoriented. I didn't come up for a long while, and the lifeguard had to come in and pull me out. And I knew panic then.
Yeah. Where was that at? Was that?
That was at Lombard's, in Augusta.
What is that?
It used to be a swimming pool, but now it's just deserted. It's ever since they built that Regency Mall over there, they diverted the stream away from Lombard's. It's dried up.
Let me see. What about what about automobile accidents where you've come close? What have they been like, sort of?
The time that I came the closest, I wasn't even in the car. I had just gotten out. When we were youngsters, we used to ride around in cars during the day's gas rationing. We'd all have to ride together, and we would make the rounds and let one person out, another person out. And I usually would make all of the rounds, but this one morning I said, "No, unpile me out first, and I want to go home today. I don't want to go all the way around with it." So I got out first that morning, and then as the rest of them went down Central Avenue over those bumps that they still mm-hmm. have in Central Avenue, we used to call it the roller coaster, and we'd go fast to get the feeling of going over the bumps. The driver, Dan Walters, lost control of the car. They ran into a tree, and Tweet Green broke her pelvis bone, broke her leg very badly. Mm-hmm. Was laid up in the hospital for a long time. But strangely enough, I just haven't been in accidents myself.
Several points in the tape, you made distinctions between what you would say, you know, in a formal situation, or what you would say in an informal situation, or what you might say around the home, or whatever. I'm wondering what your attitudes might be toward that kind of distinction, or the usefulness of it, or the or towards the different kinds of language you use in different situations.
Yeah, I think it's useful to know words that are folksy in case you talk to people very casually. If you're going to talk to somebody who doesn't use big words, if you can have some other words to use, then that's very friendly
to you them. You mentioned just recently going down to Harrisburg and David trying to talk to
That's right. That was a good case in point. The man who was making this movie with me is from Athens, but he's originally not from this area. And so when he tried to talk to the people there, he really used words that they wouldn't really understand. So I would at least know enough of what words not to use, what words I should use.
That's an interesting idea.
I hadn't thought. I could make them feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And I feel comfortable myself. I would have felt just like a fish out of water if I'd used words that were out of place for them.
I don't think anybody's mentioned before the fact, when I've asked that same question, that there are certain things that you have to avoid with certain kinds of words.
It's more avoiding
words
that sound too complicated.
Yeah.
And it's more a tone, too. I think you'd use a tone. It's more